Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Dude. I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skidmark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Do you think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two, Football Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan. Now I don't have to say, well, I hope you're still listening and have Red Zone on the TV.
Yeah.
I'll have to ask, hopefully you have the American Express Championship on your TV and you are listening to us. We're getting it. We got the West Coast swing of golf, baby.
No Red Zone, commercial-free football or whatever the hell Scott Hansen used to say.
Yeah, used to say because it's no longer commercial-free.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't like that. I was watching, you know, big wrestling nerd, watching Raw on Netflix, and it went to commercial. I was like, what the hell is this?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, full commercial is not like, oh, just one or two ads. Like, no, like, I'm watching the USA Network or something else, and it's just showing me this commercial. It's like, this is weak.
Well, they did that for the NFL Christmas Day games, too.
Weak.
Oh, and you know what's funny about it, though, is that watching those games and when the commercials were running, there was definitely part of me I'm like, oh, yeah, well, this is on Netflix. And there was part of me where it's just like the commercials are expected in an NFL broadcast.
Exactly.
So it wasn't one of those where I was like, wait, no, this was Netflix. I thought there wouldn't be any commercial. It was almost it just felt natural, like an NFL broadcast, even though it was on a streaming platform, which is known for not having commercials.
I don't like it. Maybe one or two commercials, or maybe just put a block of commercials like in the middle of it or at the end of each hour or something like that. But just to have like commercials in between everything like it was TV is like, this is weak.
When commercials come on, I always think of Rod Tidwell's wife and Jerry Maguire. Not another commercial. When he's on the field injured.
Did the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight have commercials? Because I watched like the second half of it.
I don't think so.
I can't remember any commercials. And I think there's a good chance I might have just illegally streamed that. So
exactly. Oh, but
I went Netflix?
I went east. I might have, I don't know. I'm stealing someone's account most of the time when it comes to Netflix. Whether it's my sisters, whether it's the girlfriends, you know. I don't pay for Netflix. I do have that Hulu, ESPN Plus.
Do you have Tubi?
No, I don't have Tubi.
Everybody has Tubi.
I was going to say Tubi's free. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. What's the problem? What's wrong with Tubi?
Actually, they replay like on Pluto TV or Tubi TV. They'll replay like old games sometimes, like NFL or NBA classics. They've got like a channel just running old games. It's kind of fun.
I also want to say I downloaded Tubi because they had MXC on there, Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, pretty sure you can watch every episode of Fear Factor on Tubi.
I watch Flavor of Love on Tubi.
You can.
Flavor of Love.
And Rock of Love.
Ooh, Rock of Love. Yeah.
Could you find Finding Love with Tila Tequila from way back?
I'm sure it's on there somewhere.
I Love New York. I'm sorry. The VH1 celebrity dating shows were far superior to the MTV ones. Yes.
I agree.
Classic. No. What was MTV's like?
It was the Tila Tequila one.
No, that was a VH1 one. I swear. I'm going to look this up, but I am fairly sure.
Remember, like, I don't know if you remember, like,
and then they had the Italian dude who finished like third on the Tila Tequila show.
Yes,
and then they tried to make a show for him.
And I'm wrong; you were right, Joe. It was an MTV show.
Let's see. Real and Chance got a show from I Love New York. Everybody got a spinoff, you know, kind of show. That was a great time in history. Well, from any time from 2007 to about 2010, 11, like, that was an awesome time for reality television.
Yeah, Rock of Love. That was
for
a good one.
Bret Michaels, man.
These like middle-aged, just trashy chicks.
And then
there
was a couple young hots on there, and then there's a couple, like, you're clearly a dancer, which is awesome for Bret Michaels.
I'm sure Bret Michaels got, he had a lot of experiences that men his age probably wouldn't have been able to, especially when you just rock a bandana 24/7 like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a chance killer right there. Red flag when a guy's rocking a bandana like that.
Like every day?
All the time.
Just to hold them hair plugs down. Yeah.
One of my dad's best friends, love this guy, but he rocks the hat and bandana look all the time. And I was like, he's either just, you know, got that look down, or there is something that is going down underneath that he doesn't want to share with anybody.
Some guys just don't want to let stuff go. Like, you know, I know there are a lot of men that are like balding and stuff like that.
We opened the show talking about just for men.
Yeah,
so.
Like some guys just don't want to let it go.
No,
let it go, fellas. Like, at a point, man, you don't want just the what do we call it? The Sherman Hemsley.
Oh, like the monk hair look?
You don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think that people just need to let it go. The fact that the referees in NFL clearly want the Chiefs to win. I mean,
I don't think it's just the refs. I think this is the narrative that the NFL wants to put. It sounds weird, but yo, like, it's
when
outrageous
you have,
now.
When you have Troy Aikman audibly getting upset in the booth. Like,
as a quarterback who literally got concussed out of the league. Let's add that, too.
That's very true. Yeah, that dude had like 8 concussions in like a 2-year period or something.
Yeah, it was bad at the end.
He's complaining about a fake like flop or whatever you want to call it.
Well, the one he was complaining about was the unnecessary roughness penalty where the two Texans players going after Mahomes actually hit each other in the head. Mm-hmm. They didn't even hit Patrick Mahomes, who was a runner on the play. Later in the game, Mahomes, as he's running to the sideline, slows up at the last second, and a Texans player pushes him out of bounds, and Mahomes gives this head snap back, the flop. That one was... They got to do something about that.
In trying to induce a penalty, whatever the name of that is, like, and it's encroachment or whatever... disconcerting signals. That's what it's called. Disconcerting effort
flopping
on the play. Yeah, they'll come up with some term for it.
Or what's
but that's a 15-yard penalty and a loss of down.
Embellishment they do in hockey, right?
Ooh, I like that.
Either way, it's become ridiculous, and we forget this. Patrick Mahomes is like a part owner of the Chiefs, right? And then they give him like some type of...
I don't know about that.
Then they give
I'm
him
sure
like
they
some
can...
type of...
He owns
when he got his contract. Didn't he get like some type of ownership with that as well? Am I remembering that correctly?
I don't.
He's bought like 2 teams in the Kansas City area.
Yeah, his wife.
I know his wife
him.
Has like the soccer team.
Yeah,
or something
they're
like
invested
that,
in
so.
The women's soccer team, and
he's invested in the women's soccer team.
Yeah.
And giving it to
so,
his wife.
So forgive me. So I
no,
nope,
she
it was
worked for that money.
Along.
All right.
Was
she identified her prize early? Yeah, allegedly.
She was a successful soccer player in college, right?
Yeah, that's where all that money came from.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Everybody knows soccer players get money like that. But no, so forgive me if I'm wrong on that. But either way, Patrick Mahomes is the face of the NFL. There's no question about who the face is of the NFL. And I think they're going overboard to protect that. And it's becoming these games aren't fun to watch. And now I think if you're not a Chiefs fan, everybody is rooting against them at this point, because this has become, is this what it was like for Patriots, for people that weren't Patriots fans watching us win? Is this what it was like?
Actually, this might be a little bit worse.
Years later, it's like, wait a second.
I'm so sorry. It's like after the Black Lives Matter thing started and everybody called me, it's like, I'm so sorry, man. Like, I didn't know. Forgive me, man. I had no idea it was as bad for you guys. That's kind of how I feel right now. It's like, yo, I'm so sorry, man. I didn't know that we did y'all like this, that you guys felt this way about us right now. But that's what it feels like when I'm watching this team play. Like, everything that happens, I want Patrick Mahomes to throw the stupidest interception. I want Travis Kelce to drop the ball. Why is he always open?
Why is he always open? That's a great question.
He is literally never covered. He is always in wide open space. Why isn't there a blanket over Travis Kelce for every single play?
I like how, like, 10 to 11 years into his career, we're still just like, hey, I don't know. Should we cover that guy?
Yeah, I don't know. No, he's not a factor. He's with us. He's with us. No, he's not. Like, he's killing you every game. Like, seriously, every pass that he catches, there's nobody around him for, like, 5 yards.
Now, I will say this. There is a small part of me that very much enjoys the Chiefs winning and this happening.
I don't like it.
Because, like, listen, I didn't like the Patriots when they won as much either. Like, I'm usually not a big, like, dynasty guy, but there's part of me that, because of how upset people get. Now, I'll admit, the game yesterday, that was pretty ridiculous. Some of those calls that went against the Texans, and then Mahomes flopping, it was just like, okay, I can't even defend this. But there is definitely part of me that kind of wants the Chiefs to win it all again, just because how pissed off everyone's going to be. Like, I almost love the troll aspect of the Kansas City Chiefs and how people just get so angry with them and them winning all the time and seemingly getting all the calls. Like, there is just definitely part of me that finds it hilarious. I was doing my podcast with my buddy Tanner the other day, LA Chargers fan. So he clearly doesn't like the Chiefs. But when he was just going off about how he was sick of it, he's like, everything goes their way. The whole season, whether it's a blocked field goal, whether it's a penalty, whether it's the other team doing something stupid, the Raiders towards the end of the year snapping the ball when Aiden O'Connell's not ready for it, and then they turn it over in the fourth. Like, there's always just something that happens where the Chiefs are able to pull it out. And I was like, that's what kind of makes it funny, is that they just somehow have some sort of black voodoo magic. They have sacrificed a goat to the devil or something like that in Eyes Wide Shut masks under the Chiefs stadium.
And it
just pisses people off, which it makes it hilarious to me.
They still probably managed to piss some of their own fans off yesterday, too, with that last-second safety with the spread. I believe it was 9.5 before kickoff, and that was an 11-point game until Kansas City went back into the end zone and took that safety. Everybody on social media immediately went up in arms. There were so many people that put, like, I think the smart money was on Kansas City to cover that game. A lot of hard losses at the last second.
Oh, dude, and then, like, towards the end, because I want to say in that game, the Chiefs, they're up by 11, and Houston misses the field goal, or it gets blocked. So if you're sitting there as a Chiefs over a 9.5 better to cover 9.5, you're like, dude, we're good.
Oh, we're
blocked
solid,
field
baby.
Goal, we're all right. And then 15 seconds left in the game, the Chiefs punter takes the ball and runs it out of the back of the end zone to make it a 9-point game. And Joe Buck automatically called it out. He's like, dude, Al Michaels is laughing.
Giddy.
Yeah, he is laughing somewhere right now.
Yeah.
If you had the Chiefs minus 9.5 and you're watching that, boy, I hope you're doing okay today. Because that was one of those where I had to explain to the girlfriend what was happening. Like, I'm like, do you... You don't know what just happened, and she's like, no. I was like, the Chiefs were a 9.5-point favorite. They were up by 11, and because they take that safety, they now are only winning by 9. And so if you had the Texans to cover, you're one of the happiest people in the world right now. Like,
and how often does a safety just getting taken by the winning team happen at the end of a game? Statistically, that is almost an improbability.
That's an all-time bad beat right there. Because, again, with the blocked field goal, as Scott Van Pelt would say, you're good. You're good.
I don't know, man. Like, yes. Patty Mahomes and the Chiefs are great to watch, but they're also incredibly infuriating to watch. And I turn off the TV at a point. Like, I can't do this. I can't do this. Like, I can't sit here and watch this, and I'll turn back and the score is even worse when I get back to the game. So
now, to my buddy Tanner's defense, is that, again, he's a Chargers fan, so that is a divisional rival that's doing that. If the Eagles, if this were happening to the Eagles and they were winning as many Super Bowls and able to skate by with this many wins late in a game, one possession wins, stuff like this, I'd probably be losing my mind.
And
as
you
well.
Know why else I don't like it is they effectively ended the Patriots' run.
Who?
The Chiefs were the team that pretty much put an end.
Well, actually, to, traded Tom Brady.
No, I'm saying, but they were, but you know, playing them in the playoffs and lose like that.
Hey, Tom
that
Brady never lost to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, well, I think he might have at one point.
All
yeah,
I know I is the did. Last team that Tom Brady lost to was the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, but I think that was in the playoffs. I think they lost to Patty Mahomes one in the in an early round. I can't remember.
No. I don't think so. I don't think Tom Brady's – I don't know what Tom Brady's last Patriot loss was.
It wasn't great.
In the playoffs. Yeah, I don't remember. I remember is him losing to the Cowboys for his final game ever.
Well, I mean, shout out to Andy Reid. I remember for a long time people said he just couldn't run the big one. Just not good enough, right? And that's what that was the narrative about Andy Reid for the longest time. And now you say they're going to the, what, the seventh straight AFC championship?
Yeah.
If that's not impressive, like, and if that doesn't put Patty Mahomes right there in that second spot, you know, or second or third spot, then I don't know. I don't know what does.
Well, I'm just glad that Andy Reid had all the success with the Chiefs and not the Eagles. I'll say that much. But who are the Chiefs going to face? Game of the weekend. It's a shame that this is a divisional round game and not like the AFC conference championship to go to the
Seriously.
Super Bowl. Because both these teams, I am giddy about this matchup. Ravens, Bills, who's going to meet Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game? We do that next here, Football Sunday, 10 a.m. The Fan.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
We're back.
You know, I'm directly responsible for his career.
Really?
I think so. I like to say it, but
Where's the residuals?
I don't have any and I don't need any, but I don't know if that's necessarily all the way true, but it is kind of true.
By the way, he's talking about the artist in this song on our bump back, Amine, whose real name is Adam.
Adam Daniel. Yes, Adam indeed. Daniel. Went to Benson High School. So
what's your street name?
Yeah. Amine.
The whitest name ever.
No. What's your real name?
Adam. So he's Eritrean. So, you know, so it's of African descent.
Eritrean?
Yeah. So
is it Eritrean or Eritrean?
I thought it was Eritrean, but he could be Eritrean. I don't know.
You whatever.
Know. Yeah, it's one of those two. So forgive me if I got that wrong. But he was a student at Benson when I was working there, right? And so there's this program that I used to work
for. Benson Polytechnic?
Yes, indeed. So there's this program I used to work for called Self Enhancement. Shout out to Self Enhancement. We had this relationship with Nike, and the students would kind of get together and design, get in teams and design Nike products, right? And they'd have this whole competition where they kind of, and you know, did marketing and all the type of stuff. And then they do a presentation at the end of the year to see who had the best product. The winning product get a trip to New York, and then like the MVP gets a internship at Nike. And so Adam wasn't in SEI, and I was like, bro, I'm sorry. He wants to be in the program. I was like, I can't. You can't do it. You're not in the program. I can't let you. And then somebody dropped out, and the supervisor was like, man, if he wants to be in it, let him. Like, it's all good. No problem. And he goes up there, and he absolutely kills it. And so he starts interning for a person that from Nike that interned, got a job at Def Jam in New York. They said they needed interns, called him. He's part of the street team. I also make music, too. You should hear this. There you go.
Now and Rashad was like, this is the wackest, most terrible music I ever.
No,
you're going nowhere with your career, yeah. Adam. Give it up!
And being real, at first, it was kind of like, bro, just.
You're embarrassing yourself.
You're a good rapper. You're a good rapper, but we should make sure we finish school, too.
Like, Caroline!
I want you to keep doing that. And one day, I'm in the car, and my son is 3 at this point, and he's singing the song in the background. I was like, what is this? And so I go home and looked up the song on YouTube.
This that new Adam.
And I was like, oh, my God, is that Adam? And he's got all his boys from high school in the videos.
Mike's driving.
Pretty dope. Huh?
Mike's Drive-In, I believe he recorded a little bit of the music video at like the Mike's Drive-In Burgers spot.
Yes, he did. So shout out to Adam Daniel, man. Shout out to Amine, who's continuing to do great things, you know, from Portland, Oregon. So,
Shout out to the Bills or the Ravens?
I'm going to go Ravens. I'm an AFC East guy, so screw the Bills. But I do like Josh Allen, so it's kind of hard to say that. But I like Lamar Jackson more. I hope this is his year. I don't know if between Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, I don't know if there are two guys that can root for more. You know, I don't think Derrick Henry's done anything weird over the last, you know, 7-8 years of his career. So I'm pulling for these two brothers to.
He likes feet.
I mean, don't we all?
I mean, that's not weird.
I think some people actually hate a couple pretty toes. You know what I'm saying? I'm okay with that. So, but no, I'm really pulling for this team. I think really the Ravens just that rushing attack is just too much. And then all of a sudden, Lamar Jackson has really developed into a pocket passer at certain points. Like, and so that's really the difference between him when he first started his first couple of years and really his last, well, this will be a second MVP year for him.
Yeah, I mean, I am, I'm a Baltimore guy. I love my Orioles. I think that the Ravens, when they are in the all blacks playing at home in a night game,
it's
I feel
nightmare.
Like that's, I love that look. Lamar running out to Omar's whistle.
Underrated
the
jerseys too.
The farmer in the Delta. Yes.
The black Ravens, super underrated ones.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I agree. I think it's sick. The Wire, one of my favorite shows of all time. I love Baltimore. I always
don't get lost in certain parts of Baltimore.
No, there's definitely stay close.
What you doing here, dummy?
Stay close to the bay. Stay close. Earn.
What is you doing here?
But there's something about both these teams where it's like I'm happy with either of them winning. Like
right.
I want to see Lamar and the Ravens finally pull it off for Lamar's sake, right? Like I feel that, and this year was great for him as far as from a passing perspective. Because I think that Lamar has been a great quarterback passing the ball since
since his rookie year.
Yes, yeah. Since he started playing. Like, I remember the first game he ever played against the Dolphins. He was throwing bombs. He had, like, over 300 passing yards. So I always felt that Lamar was a good quarterback throwing the ball as well. And for some reason, every year it seems like there's a narrative that, well, can Lamar get it done as a passer? Can he get it done in the pocket? Can he finally improve his passing? I'm like, dude, he's good. He's really, really good at all that. What are we talking about? Yeah. So there's part of me that wants him to become vindicated as a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But again, the way the Bills Mafia, Josh Allen, that team, like, you want to talk about a franchise that needs a Super Bowl victory.
In the worst way.
I mean, the Buffalo, dear God, we all know about the four straight losses.
Yeah, Jim Kelly's calling.
And there's part of me that wants them to finally pull that off. Because also, Buffalo, that fan base, one of the best fan bases in all sports.
Crazy bastards.
yeah, I would say best.
Let's jump through a table from the top of this Winnebago.
Cover ourselves in mustard.
What?
Best is relative here. Let's go wackiest or nuttiest.
Well,
they're great. We'll say they're great.
But also, they rally around causes. Like, there's been, who was it? I don't know if it was like Andy Dalton's fundraiser or something like that a few years ago where Buffalo Bills like flooded, the fans flooded it and donated a bunch of money. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Yeah, they got a bunch of money. They got enough to like buy each other cocaine to snort in the stands in Buffalo. So hey, they are
and
wacky.
To be real, Buffalo's an underrated New York city. Very few people talk about Buffalo. Buffalo is actually not a bad spot.
Western,
you know what I mean?
New yeah. York in general yeah, is like, really beautiful. Yeah, it Buffalo's, actually looks a lot like here.
Yeah, Buffalo's not like a lot of trees, lots of green.
Hills,
you know, like
yeah.
Buffalo is actually kind of a cool city. Like it just sounds, you know, it sounds like a place full of stupid people, but the truth is it's not, man. It's actually super dope. And a lot of people, if you live in the New York area, most people live Buffalo, Jersey. You know, very few people live in like Manhattan, but tons of people do. But, you know, if you're moving, they're trying to buy a house. Most celebrities are living in Buffalo and they're living in, you know, Jersey and stuff. So,
but I am very much looking forward to this game. And I hope that the Ravens pulled out, but I'm not going to be upset if the Bills win either. But
hard to be.
Either of them, they got to go to Kansas City and they got to go through the inevitable Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs once again to try and get to the Super Bowl.
And I think that's what they can't think about. Is the fact that the Chiefs are going to be waiting for them. Like, either team, they've got to go into this. And I think, honestly, I think that's kind of what happened to the Lions last night. Is the Lions
got ahead of themselves a bit.
They thought for sure that they're going to the NFC Championship. They're going to the Super Bowl. Everybody knows they're going to the Super Bowl. Washington doesn't stand a chance. This rookie quarterback doesn't stand a chance. I don't think either one of these teams can take each other lightly. I think if you're Buffalo, you've got your own demons to work at, like you said. Like, and this isn't even just going back to historically the Buffalo Bills. This is for Josh Allen really getting over the hump in the playoffs. Like, I think he and Lamar Jackson, Lamar obviously has the Super Bowls, but their narratives are very, very similar as far as them being great. Neither one of them can beat this Kansas City team, though.
Well,
neither one of them can get it done when it matters. We've seen them have great games in the playoffs, but that doesn't necessarily equate to wins. So I think they're both kind of in a similar boat right now. They're both, I think this game is going to decide who the MVP is.
Well,
I think we know, but I think
annoyingly,
this game could
so it shouldn't, you
yeah.
know, all based off of regular season, right? But I mean, we saw from the All Pro, the AP All Pro selections, Lamar Jackson was named first team quarterback.
So that typically means
It looks like it should be leaning that way. I mean, I thought it was Josh Allen's to lose, I mean, all the way up until literally the last week of the season. And now there's been a lot, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if it went to Lamar. One thing I hate about MVP conversations is the whole, like, well, he's already won it a couple times. So
yeah, it's like, oh, we got to give it to somebody
care.
New. It's like, no, give it to the most dominant person that year. LeBron should have been MVP almost every single year.
But he already won it a couple
But he's
times,
got four of them, so we don't really. Jordan should have been MVP almost every single year, but he's got five. We don't really need to give.
Like,
let's give this last one to Malone. What? Why?
Jokic, he already won it a couple times, so let's give it to Embiid. But Embiid doesn't want to play anymore, so.
That's a whole, when we go back to Sports Sunday, I got a whole bag for that fool.
But, okay, now this is where I was wondering about the Bills. They did go to the AFC Championship game in 2021. I mean, they
Was that the year of the crazy great playoff games? That was think might have been the 2022.
I'm trying to think. I'm not sure. But that was. It was the 2020 season, the COVID season, 2021 playoffs, but Chiefs won 38-24 in Arrowhead. That was the last time the Bills had been in the conference championship game. They've lost in the divisional round 3 years in a row now. So there's part of me that also wants the Bills to get back to the conference championship. Again, there's reasons I want to see both of these teams win to face Mahomes and the Chiefs again. Like, I want Lamar to have another shot against the Chiefs in the conference championship, right, especially after last year and how that went. Like, there's part of me where it's like, all right, we'll give you one more shot at this. Last year, you guys played a terrible offensive game plan and deserved to lose that game. But here's another shot in Arrowhead this time. So you can't play at home. Last year, it was in Baltimore. This time, it would be in Kansas City. And so it's like, all right, here's your chance to try and do it this time. Got to go to Arrowhead and to try and win it. So here's a chance. And then if they don't win, it's like, all right, you're in the same boat now as Josh Allen, where you guys just can't get over that Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes hump. Whereas the Bills, there's part of me that wants it. It's like, I will give you, yeah, keep going. Try and get past the Chiefs. And this would be, I believe, they've lost to have they lost to the Chiefs every single year in the playoffs? No, they did lose to the Bengals that year that the Bengals went to the Super Bowl. But over the last four seasons, three of the last four seasons, it is losing to the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yeah, so something's got to give for some team. And I think if there were a team to beat this Chiefs team, I would probably say it would be the Ravens. I mean, I think that rushing attack is super, super unique. You have the greatest dual threat quarterback of all time on your team. And then you have probably arguably
the best running back of this generation.
The best running back of this generation. And I think Saquon is right in there, you know, but Derrick Henry is a different. Have you seen how big this dude is? He looks like
I can tell.
Have you seen how big this dude is? He looks like a defensive end.
You see how big this dude is?
Yeah, that's how I catch myself, you know. But man, I just get excited sometimes talking about sports. But man, I think he's too big. He's too strong. He runs. He knows how to find the correct hole, pause when he's running. I think he's one of those dudes that he's again a generational talent. You know, when was the last time we've seen a guy this big, this strong, this fast, this agile? Adrian Peterson?
I mean, he's bigger, though. I mean, people love to say, like, Eric Dickerson, you know.
And that was, Eric Dickerson was 30 years ago, 35 years ago, when Eric Dickerson was really out there doing that. So, again, a generational talent, and then the best of all time at that position as far as a dual threat quarterback. Honestly, I think and then a great head coach. We don't give John Harbaugh enough credit for as good of a coach as he is.
Super Bowl winning coach.
We talk often about Mike Tomlin and, you know, how he's never had a losing season and all this stuff. And we harp about Andy Reid. John Harbaugh is the one guy that we never give enough credit to for whatever reason.
All right, let's take a break because we're way over the clock. But we got a national championship game to get to. National championship game, college football tomorrow.
Oregon's not playing, right?
No, Rashad, Oregon's not playing.
Would you just? Oh my God, I can't think about Oregon not being in the game.
Can't let it go,
man.
Appreciate that. We go Ohio State, Notre Dame, national championship game next. Football Sunday, but first, Schulze Sports Center update. Someone's planning their trip to Disneyland tomorrow night after the national championship game. That's what champions do. I'm going to Disneyland, or is it Disney World?
I'm going to Disneyland.
I think I feel like they've done both.
I'm going to the Velvet Rope.
Yeah. Yes. Woo. And the whole team is going to go.
I want Notre Dame to win this game. I cannot see Ohio State win this. It will make me sad. It will make me mad. It will make me very unhappy. So go Irish for the next 24 hours. Well, I guess more than 24 hours because the game wouldn't be until later in the day. But I still see Ohio State winning this game. The difference in this is that Ohio State, great offense. Notre Dame, great defense. Good little matchup there. Ohio State defense, very, very good. Notre Dame's offense, meh.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's where it's like Ohio State, you have two great units
offense and defense. Notre Dame, you have a great defense. And if you have to depend on Riley Leonard and have him having a great passing game, that's where you start to lose me with this Notre Dame team. Notre Dame has a good running attack. Didn't really show itself against Penn State. But again, that's where I think that Ohio State on both sides of the ball can it has the difference in this matchup, where Notre Dame can maybe keep it close. You know, it will be within arm's reach the entire way. And then something will happen at the end where Ohio State's able to get a pick six. They're able to get an interception in Notre Dame territory. That then earlier in the week, I was like, I'll take Ohio State 24-17. But the closer we get to the game, I'm like, this could be Ohio State 31-17. Ohio State 34-17 is now what I'm leaning towards. Is that it's going to stay close enough for Notre Dame to always have a chance. But then towards the end, fourth quarter, Ohio State starts to separate themselves and win this by a couple possessions, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know. I think really Notre Dame is a team that just really, really relies on their defense. You know, during the game against, was it Georgia, I think Leonard had, 90 yards? 93 yards, not something stupid.
Rushing?
Passing.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised about that. So, he had more in the Penn State game. He had, 200, 223 or something like that, I want to say. As far as passing.
And that's 90
game,
yards, and that's being sacked once. So it wasn't like Georgia. Georgia was trying to get to him, but you know, didn't put as much pressure on him, and he still wasn't able to move the ball through the air like that. And because that's not how they're going to beat you. But you know, Leonard did have 80 yards on the ground, and I think that's where he'll catch you slipping all of a sudden and kind of get to moving around back there. But I just don't know if Notre Dame has enough. I'm not a Notre Dame fan. Don't know why. Ever since convicts versus Catholics, I've never been like a Notre Dame fan, Notre Dame guy. It's just kind of one of those things, man. And I don't know if it's just a family thing or whatever, but either way, I don't mess with Notre Dame. I got a lot of buddies that are big, you know, Irish fans, just not one of them. But we all thought that Notre Dame was going to get rolled by Georgia, right? I don't think any of us here thought that, yeah, I think, you know, their defense is good, but I think Georgia's going to take care of them. And they pretty much rolled them.
Well, I had Notre Dame winning that one.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a huge difference, but them losing Carson Beck and having to go to a backup first-time starter. I love Notre Dame's defense, how they were playing. I was like, I think they're going to be Georgia's offense wasn't really to be anything enthused about. So.
And for me, I was kind of looking at it kind of through the lens I was looking at it through Ohio State, as far as, like, yes, their quarterback is hurt, but there's another five-star kid that's about to come in and take over for him. And that's kind of the landscape of these huge
The Georgia backup programs. Quarterback is still a quarterback.
Yeah, seriously. He was five stars and has four straight state championships and all type of stuff. So we thought that would be the case, and it wasn't. And then we thought, okay, well, Penn State is definitely going to be the team that takes him down. And they lost, you know, they won a narrow game against them. So I don't know what to really expect from this Notre Dame squad. I know their defense is going to show up, but offensively, will they? And I think sometimes we've seen defenses just kind of smother great offenses. And if they're able to do that against this really, really good Ohio State offense, then Notre Dame has a shot. I don't know. I think Ohio State might have a little too much all across the board.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Jordan, how are you feeling on this one?
I mean, I don't want to see...
You're like me. You don't want to see Ohio State.
Yeah.
What do you want and what do you think is going to happen? The what do you want is not what do you think.
No, it's just, as a Duck fan, I guess I care a little bit about this game, but, you know, I can't really get mad at the format because, yeah, there's no excuses there. But I hope Notre Dame can show up, but I just know that Riley Leonard really isn't a true quarterback. That throw to Great Love, or Great House, excuse me. Like, I always confuse him and Jeremiah Love. My bad. That throw to Great House, a seventh grader could have made that. That big old touchdown pass, he was wide open, and the defense by Penn State just fell over. Like, anybody that points to that and says, oh, well, Riley Leonard can make a big throw, and I've heard that this week, stop it. That's crazy. Yes, they've got a couple of decent weapons on offense, but Man, we've all seen what Ohio State can do. It's just too much. Jeremiah Smith's going to score two touchdowns. They've got a two-headed running back attack. Will Howard's playing the best ball that he has all season. Need I say more? It sucks, but that's what it is.
Yeah, Riley Leonard has not passed for over 300 yards once this season. His single-game passing yard best this year was 229 against Stanford. Next closest was 223, which was last week against Penn State. But outside of that, I mean, yeah, the guy, he's not even passed for more than 230 yards in a game this year. So that's where Ohio State, load the box, stop the run. If you can do that and force Riley Leonard to have to beat you with his arm, you can live with that. And I think that's what they're going to do. And that's why I think Ohio State will end up separating themselves by game's end tomorrow, unfortunately. Come on, Golden Domers. Notre Dame, pull it out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen, but, you know.
They have God on their side, though. I don't care.
Apparently, God loves Notre Dame more than everyone else, apparently, you know. So, no, I'm not, like I said, I've never been a Notre Dame fan, so I'm hoping that this goes the other way. But because I'm hoping it goes the other way, it's probably going to be Notre Dame's game to win.
How about we bet on it? Or bet on some other games?
I'm with it.
We got Who Do You Love coming up next. We only have like three football games to choose from. So look at the spreads. Look at the over-unders. You want to get crazy with the prop bets? Go ahead. But we got Who Do You Love to finish up the show next. Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
All right, time for Who Do You Love? Take a look at the wild card round from last week. Your boy took the Bills to cover -7.5, even after the Broncos came out hot with the first ever rookie-to-rookie playoff touchdown. Bo Nix to Troy Franklin. That was the first play, first score.
First quarter, first drive.
That was the first ever, though, rookie-to-rookie touchdown in playoff history right there. Duck-to-duck. I took Bills to cover -7.5. Bucks Commanders over, did not hit. Rashad took that as well, so we both lose that one. But my Kyren Williams anytime touchdown, it wasn't on the ground, but it was through the air. He did get that one, so I go 2-1, brings me to 25-19-1 on the year. Rashad, your Eagles -5.5 hit. Again, the Bucks Commanders over, did not. And the Vikings -2.5 definitely didn't hit. That brings you to 17-24-1.
What a crappy season.
Jordan, Bills, Broncos under 49 was good there. Commanders to cover +3. Definitely did hit. Barkley, two touchdowns.
He didn't even get one.
No, big balls bet right there does not come through. 19-24-2. You got a couple more weeks to catch up to me. I need to have just an all-time terrible run here, which isn't going to happen. I know me. That's it's definitely not going to happen. We're going to go Baltimore-Buffalo for my first game. I'm taking the over. I want fireworks. Over 51.5. That over in that Lions-Commanders game hit in the first half, I want to say. But I'm hoping that we get some fireworks in this Ravens-Bills game. So I'm taking the over of the Bills-Buffalo-Baltimore game there.
Rashad, what's the over?
51.5.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I hate to take it too, but I guess I'm going to take the under just to, if I have to catch up with you. Just for that reason, I'm going to take the under in that game.
All right. Got you in there.
I guess I have to take the opposite of whatever you take just to make sure.
Jordan, what you got?
This is a tough one. I mean, I feel like I want to go different from you guys. So, okay. I guess I will. Screw it. Let's go. Anytime touchdown score today, Lamar Jackson going to be running it in. I think it's basically going to come down to Lamb Jack versus Josh Allen. And, I mean, with him and Henry on the side for the Ravens, I think they're going to get the win. But Lamar Jackson definitely in the end zone today.
All right. I'm going to go to the national championship game. And I'm going to say that I'm going to stick with my guns that I had earlier in the week when I was doing my podcast that Notre Dame covers. Ohio State's going to win, but Notre Dame will cover the national championship game. I believe that it is set at 7.5 at this point. I believe. Let me take a quick look.
I see 8.5.
Okay. It is gone to 8.5. Yeah, I'm going to go Notre Dame covers the 8.5 against Ohio State. Sticking to my guns from earlier in the week.
I think, geez Louise, I think Ohio State's going to win. I think considering the way they played, I think they're going to win by a lot. I don't know if Notre Dame has enough, and their offense is still very good. Their defense is still very good. So that point, the spread is 8.5. I think Ohio State's going to win by at least 2 touchdowns.
All right. Jordan, bet number 2.
Yeah, I'll go the opposite side. I think Ohio State's going to cover that number. I just don't think Notre Dame's offense is going to compete. I'm really concerned more about, like, if Ohio State's offensive line could hold up as opposed to their defense. So I just don't think Notre Dame's going to get much done. Ohio State to cover that 8.5.
God, I hope you guys are on. Both going against me? How dare you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
And I am going to go Philadelphia Eagles. I am going to go with Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. I'm going to say that he either runs one in or Tush pushes one in. Yeah, let's roll with that. Let's have some fun. Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. That's an 0-3 week right there for you, Rashad. I'm not confident about any one of those.
Taking anytime touchdowns. I'm going to go Devontae Smith anytime touchdown. We'll Ooh. See. Yeah,
not even AJ Brown, huh?
Nope.
You dog. All right. Locked in. Here's your 3. And Jordan, how are we finishing?
The line just moved, at least what I'm looking at on Bovada for the Rams-Eagles, to 7. I think the Rams can cover a touchdown, so I'm going to take L.A. plus 7 points. Can't buy a half, so I'm just going to say plus 7.
All right, I'm going Bills-Ravens over 51.5. Notre Dame covers the 8.5. Hurts anytime touchdown. Rashad's going Bills-Ravens under. Ohio State covers the 8.5. And Devontae Smith anytime touchdown. And then Jordan, you got Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown. Ohio State to cover 8.5. And Rams to cover plus 7. That is who do you love? And we got a day off tomorrow, though. No work for anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That should be no work for anybody.
I was going to say, if anybody in these studios, if there's one person that should have that day off, I mean.
Why is that, Joe?
Because you're a hardworking guy.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Well, of course. I forgot to mention, I'm going to take the Blazers over the Bulls.
Blazers over the Bulls?
Not at all. Alonzo's going to have a field day.
By the way, text message here on the Vancouver text line. Lion Commanders was in a dome, Joe. Bills Ravens is outside in single-digit temperatures. You sure about that over? Absolutely not. I am absolutely not sure about that over. As soon as I say anything on Who Do You Love, as soon as
completely
I put that...
disregard it.
Oh, yeah. Well, as soon as I put that bet out there, I immediately regret it. I'm like, yeah, I'm loving this. And then I type it into my Excel spreadsheet and lock it in, and then I immediately regret. Again, this is an 0-3 week right here. I do not feel good about a single one of these picks, but I got to go somewhere. And there's probably better picks out there. But also to throw it back in that texter's face, that's, I mean, the over is probably not likely to happen, which is exactly why the over is going to hit. You're exactly right. I mean,
like the logic.
Yeah, it should be an under game. It should be an ugly, sloppy, outdoors, cold game in Buffalo. That's probably like 17-14, but we're going to have fireworks. We're somehow going to get a
Philly's going to nickel and dime it.
38-31 final or something in this AFC championship AFC divisional game.
I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be a great slate of games today, starting at noon. Like, I'm looking forward.
I just really hope that the Bills-Ravens game is as good as advertised.
I think we need one. I think, really, that Commanders-Lions game had the potential for a while to be one of the best ever. Like, the way it started, it was like, holy hell, this is going to be a good game. And then like that. So, hopefully.
The Chiefs-Texans one did not play out very well. I mean, it was kind of boring.
It's kind of slow.
Yeah. You know, hopefully, I just hope both of these games are bangers today.
Fingers crossed, man.
Hope the 3 that remain of this weekend are all great games. That's what I'm hoping for.
Fingers crossed, Brody.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
rest of the divisional round. Enjoy the national championship game tomorrow and a day off.
Yes, I need it all. Probably take a day off Tuesday just because.
Rashad Taylor, thank you as always.
Thank you, Mudgy. I appreciate you.
Jordan Schultz, thank you as always.
Love you guys. Love you all out there.
My man. All the listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. Very active text line today, too. Appreciate that.
Heck yeah. A lot of viewers on the YouTube as well.
Yes. But enjoy the two games today. Enjoy your national championship. And we will catch you next Sunday at 9 a.m. Peace.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. We'll be right back.